This is John Williams. You're listening to WGN Radio, and I'm sitting in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. The sun is shining. It's a lovely day downtown. People are dressed like they're going to a Northwestern football game, though. That's just the way it is. Just over my shoulder as I look out the Showcase Studio window, I see the river, and if you take the river down towards, say, Union Station, there on the right is Trump Tower. And on Trump Tower are the big letters T-R-U-M-P. There is a firm in town that wants to float giant pigs in front of those letters so as to obscure the view. The person behind that is Jeffrey Roberts. He's the firm principal of New World Design Limited, an architect and design firm in the city. Jeffrey, welcome to WGN. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, John.
Is that a correct description of what's going on here?
That is. That's a good summary. It's an unusual project.
Nobody hired you, but you're an architect for hire.
Yes.
You're not a developer.
No.
You're not normally building your own buildings. Did anybody ask you to do this then?
No. This was done on our own initiative.
Your idea?
It was my idea. It was kind of a bit of office therapy after the elections.
So you weren't happy with how it went, and you thought, how can I strike back?
How can we contribute to the community that may see things in a little more rational way?
So this is about finding a way to make an anti-Trump statement, or is it a way to say something about the integrity of the skyline, which does not have those sorts of letters on them?
It's both. I wouldn't say that it's necessarily all about anti-Trump. It's speaking to a political condition. But it's also speaking to a design condition. It's out of scale. The sign is out of scale no matter what name would be on there.
Okay. So if we agreed that was a blight just because of the size and placement of the letters, if those letters were O-B-A-M-A, would you be sitting here?
Probably.
I mean, No, you would not.
Well, listen, we've had a problem with it since it went up in 2014. Even before he was a candidate. The building is a lovely building. It contributes to the Chicago skyline. The River Corridor is a lovely corridor with great pieces of majestic,
especially now,
architecture. Right,
with getting more beautiful
going
all the time.
On, and it's really gleaming. It's beautiful. It's wonderful at night.
If you have not been downtown Chicago, from the lake to Union Station, it's amazing what they're doing. Now go down to river level, and there's a lovely path there, paved with steps and fountains. People are jogging, selling hot dogs in the summer.
It's wonderful. It brings people down to the river, and it brings the river into the city, right? Rather than just being a gorge that goes
And this
through.
Was Mayor Daley's vision, right?
Yes.
Mayor Emanuel's continued with that. So was it Mayor Daley's administration that made the deal to allow Trump to put those large letters on the building?
As we understand it, the PUD, or the document that kind of set the development rights, was done by Daley. That's as I understand it.
And that was to get them to build the building. Sometimes you make concessions if a billionaire
Correct.
Developer wants to build a building.
Correct.
So you want to do what again?
Well, we, again, from a design side, we've just felt that the sign was just too much. It's too arrogant. And regardless of the name, it brands that segment of the city. This is one of the most important and most vibrant sectors of the city. So what we wanted to do...
It's between the corncob towers, if you're not familiar with exactly where we're talking about, and say the merchandise mart, the Trump
sitting
Tower.
Right next to Bertrand Goldberg's masterpiece that's been there since 64. So we felt it was just a bombastic kind of sign. A lot of corporate owners will do a stamp of some sort, a badge on the corner of the building at the top in a very tasteful sort of way. That's fine. But to do essentially a mega billboard on the side of your building, it's not so good.
So how are you going to fight that?
So we looked at we did in our office what's referred to in the design community as a charrette. So essentially it's like a brainstorming exercise for creative people. So we get our trace paper out, markers and pencils, and we start talking about design ideas. Initially we thought, okay, what kind of permanent structure could we create to obscure that? And that's not practical to do that, and it was a bit heavy-handed. And then my partner in the office had recently seen the graphics of the Pink Floyd album that was done in 1976 called Animals. And it had a giant pig floated above the Battersea Power Station in London. And we started talking about that idea, is could we float something in front of this? And then we kind of dug into the pig idea, and it had a lot of correlations. That album responded or was a kind of a musical interpretation of Animal Farm. We read Animal Farm. There was a lot of meaning an animal farm at this point in the political environment we're in. So we drew that correlation. And then we started thinking about, okay, what else can we assign to this? It's going to be relatively, or it's going to be rational. And we know that Mr. Trump has a taste for gold-encrusted interiors, and he made a comment in an architecture magazine about 6 or 8 months ago referring to it as comfortable modernism. And we, when we read that, we thought that was a bit humorous. So we made the pigs gold. There's one for each year of the presidency. They're pointing eastward as if they're flying to Washington. There was the Miss Piggy reference. And
Miss Piggy meaning Roseanne Barr?
No, the Miss Universe.
Oh, yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, so that comment that was made during the campaign. So we took all of these things and created what we felt to be a very, very highly rational piece of design.
Right, okay, so there's more context than you might think if you just said, oh, you're floating pigs because that's a mean-spirited gesture.
Exactly, and while it has a little bit of levity, that is not what this is about, and it never has been.
Oh, well, it's both, right? It is a mean-spirited gesture. You're flying pigs in front of his letters.
I say it is a statement, a design statement in response to the political environment.
How do you get the right to do that? I mean, you don't own that property, do you?
We're in a public way.
Okay, so the city then has to allow you to use that public space that way?
It's the river.
Yeah. The river. So, you're going to float them from the river.
From the river. So the initial concept we said, we're tethering these in the river. That's not practical. So what we did is we had an initial press release back at the end of 2016 and got overwhelming response. It actually made global news. So what we did is we went quiet on it. We went and did the engineering, the pragmatics, and looked at the, you know, all of the things it would take to actually make this happen.
Right.
And we decided the most practical way to do this would be to float it off of a barge. So we took that, we looked at, spoke with rigging specialists, spoke with balloon fabricators, as a outfit out of London that's able to create these.
Right.
And looked at, spoke with our, worked with our structural engineers to rig a triangulated system, and it just kind of kept building on itself.
You're doing a GoFundMe page for this or a Kickstarter?
We have a GoFundMe page, and then we have our website that accepts donations.
How much is this going to cost? Did I see $450,000?
No.
$672,000?
No, thankfully not so
$78.
Much. $78. It's going to cost $100,000 for the components that we need to deploy it. There's a big question on how much security we're going to have to reimburse the city for, and we don't want to leave anybody holding the bag. So we're trying to navigate those waters and negotiate with the city.
Are you worried that the balloons will fly helter-skelter and start bonking things? Are
No.
you worried that somebody's going to get a 12-gauge shotgun and start firing at those because they don't like what you're saying?
Yeah. So we've thought about all these things.
Give me your answer to that in a minute. It's 148. Right. This is WGN in our studio. Jeffrey Roberts, firm principal of New World Designs Limited. They want to float 4 giant pigs in front of the letters TRUMP at the Trump Tower in downtown Chicago. Jeffrey Roberts is in our studio. He's with New World Design Limited. He's an architect, and he's the guy that wants to float 4 balloons the size of London buses above the Trump Tower sign, actually parallel to the Trump Tower sign, downtown Chicago, so as to obscure the view. Interesting point. You're only going to have it up there for one day. Your plan is to have it up there one day.
Absolutely. It's an art exhibit.
Why not longer?
It's not practical from the standpoint of the weather conditions and the float of these balloons.
So all of this, $100,000 plus a $250,000 temporary install, what I'm reading here, currently funded, the goal is hundreds of thousands of dollars.
So it's $100,000 to deploy it. We don't know what the security costs are going to be. The GoFundMe page has called out $250,000 with the intent of traveling this. So if we're successful in deploying it here, then what we would do is we would take it to Las Vegas next.
Oh, in front of another Trump property.
Correct.
And would you run it to Mar-a-Lago or someplace like that, or his New Jersey?
No,
place?
I don't think so. I think that the 2 or 3 icon properties would be interesting.
So this is performance art, essentially.
In a way. I mean, it's real. It's going to happen at a moment in time, and it's going to be there for a moment.
How much money have you raised so far?
We're in a few tens of thousands of dollars.
Okay, so say you got 25 grand and you need 100. When do you need to buy?
We would have to, in order to deploy this in September, we would need to have sufficient funds in pocket by the end of June.
Have you heard from Roger Waters?
No, we've communicated with his manager.
Pink Floyd.
Yes, and another member of his team. And again, they put us in touch with the people that can make these for us. And
they're endorsing. They're signing it off. They're not going to sue you for use of their trademark pigs. Pigs, not donkeys. I mean, you explained the reference in the Orwellian notes and blah, blah, blah. But you could have just put up black squares, or you could have put up something more politically relevant.
Well, here's the thing. And this is a very important part of this. As you recall, in the front end of our discussion, I said that all these points led to a point of rational design. Part of this is about a kind of putting up that up as a direct contrast to all the kind of illogical things that were happening.
What does the city say about this?
We've met a couple of times with the city. Things have gone favorably. We still have some negotiating to do with them.
They're not saying no.
Nobody said no. Nobody said yes.
If they were going to say no, don't you think they would have said no right out of the gate? We do not want this headache.
Is this a reflection of Rahm Emanuel?
I mean, so there you have Rahm Emanuel, of all people, as the mayor of Chicago. So I can see why, while he doesn't strike me as a fun and games kind of guy, I could see why you've got a shot with Rahm Emanuel in office. Is this his call?
We have no idea who's seen this up the food chain.
I don't want to know.
We're going to go through the proper processes and do it in a very practical and
lastly, though, if we are all tired of the ugliness of the campaign and the divisiveness of the term, the Trump term, do you worry that you're actually not making things any better? There you are now putting pigs up in front of the president's name. Think of how much comedy, but also how much hostility that's going to engender.
Well, I go back to the fact that this is not all about comedy. Comedy is what you see if you don't read what we're putting out there. It has a much deeper meaning that is riding on the back of great works like Animal Farm.
And the message that your floating pigs in front of Trump's letters on Trump Tower is supposed to deliver is?
The message is about supporting the community that is kind of feeling a bit bewildered by the events of our current political situation. And that's the feedback we got from everything we put out there.
What's the date you want them to fly?
We would like to do it on a weekend in September.
You want pigs to fly, if you will, some weekend, undetermined in September.
Still being negotiated.
Okay, Jeffrey Roberts, fascinating, farcical, funny, and maybe important, too. I'll give you all of that. He's the firm principal of New World Design Limited. And we'll stay in touch. Good luck to you guys.
Thanks, John.
By the way, if you do want to make a donation to this GoFundMe project or Kickstarter project, where do I go?
Well, you can look at us on our webpage, which is flyingpigsonparade.org. Easy enough to remember.
Of course it is.
And if you look up Flying Pigs on Parade on GoFundMe, you'll find it as well.